Hello, I'm Dr. Maury Markman from Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Philadelphia. And I want to briefly discuss an extremely interesting paper. In fact, I might go as far as to say it's a landmark paper in the world of cancer precision medicine that was published in the January 20th, 2015 issue of the Journal of Clinical Oncology. The paper is entitled Olaparib Monotherapy in Patients with Advanced Cancer and a Germline BRCA1 or BRCA2 Mutation. Of course, it's very well recognized that olaparib, a PARP inhibitor, is active as a single agent in ovarian cancer. And in fact, this drug was recently approved by the FDA for a non-investigative use in the clinical setting of a patient with prior therapy with ovarian cancer. However, in this particular paper, what the researchers did was treated a large number of patients. The sample size was approximately 300 who had BRCA1 and BRCA mutations that went across tumor lines. Not surprisingly, in the population of patients with ovarian cancer, an objective response rate of about 30% was observed, with an overall response rate in the entire population received the drug with these mutations of about 25%. However, what is most notable in the opinion of this commentator was that in the patient population with a BRCA1 or BRCA2 mutation and pancreas cancer, and that included patients who'd already failed gemcitabine, 5 of 23 patients, or 22%, achieved an objective response, and in a much smaller patient population with prostate cancer that had failed standard therapy, 50%, or 4 of 8 patients, achieved an objective response. Clearly, this is incredibly important, provocative data in the setting of a drug that has been used in one tumor type, and a particular well-recognized mutation is seen in another tumor type. Using a drug, you can see that kind of responses when the anticipated response rate to second-line, third-line, fourth-line chemotherapy would be very modest at best. I think this is a wonderful example of the future of cancer precision medicine, the molecular alterations being identified using a drug that has been approved for one purpose, for another purpose, and potentially seeing major clinical benefits. Clearly, anytime you see a report like this, you want it to be confirmed by other investigators. But the rationale for the use of olaparib in these particular settings is very well established, and I believe we have very strong clinical evidence to support the use of this drug in these very specific clinical settings. I would encourage you, if you're interested in this area, the future of precision medicine in cancer management, to read this very provocative paper in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. I thank you for your attention.